And hi, this is Christina and Chloe from the Advising Center, and we just wanted to pop on for a few minutes and talk about the changes to math in the College of Business.
I'm going to start with the what. We're going to cover all of the basics today, but I'm going to start at what is this change in the College of Business to Math 215? So essentially, late last year, the College of Business faculty and administration decided that Math 215, or what is known as Survey of Calculus, would not be a required course for College of Business majors that include accounting and professional services, computer information systems, finance, management, marketing, and business administration. So that's the change that's kind of happening. What we're going to talk about today, there are a lot of ins and outs with that. When students are no longer required to have Math 215, that means that there are other foundational math courses that would satisfy the math requirement for students. There are a few things that we're going to talk about as far as the details of those things. So I'm going to turn it over to Christina now and talk about the specific who can take advantage of this change.
Okay. Like Chloe said, those six majors that she named off are the majors who will be able to potentially transition into this new math model. And the who really has to do with when you plan on graduating. So the change does not happen until fall of 21. So that is starting in August of 21. So any student who's graduating prior to that, so fall of 20, spring of 21, or summer of 21, will need to take Math 215. Any student who is planning on graduating fall of 21, which would be December of 21, can opt into the new bulletin, which would require students to take a foundational math class that is higher than Math 111. So that includes Math 111, which is college algebra, Math 114, which is quantitative reasoning, Math 215, which is a survey of calculus, or Math 230, which is calculus. So whichever of those four that students feel is the best math fit for them, they would be able to take to complete their math requirement.
That's kind of the timeline, and that's the students that can take advantage of it. And I know a lot of students are going to say, okay, well, then how do I do that? You know, maybe that's you that you don't want to take calculus, and you're maybe excited about this change. We're going to tell you how then. So at this point in time, our administration in the College of Business is working with the registrar's office and working with other campus offices to make sure that this change moves through all of the appropriate processes. When the time comes, we will have some forms which are called change of bulletin forms in the Advising Center. You can come down and speak with an advisor, make sure that this is the right fit for you to get to opt into this change. Essentially, we'll have you fill out the form. We'll walk through what it means to fill out this form and what changes you're going to see in your portals like DegreeWorks and self-service. We'll talk about what that looks like. We'll get that submitted, and you'll be able to see in your records and in your DegreeWorks portal what math would be required and how that will change your official record. So just keep an eye out. We're hopeful that, especially in the current circumstances, that this process will keep moving on track and on time for fall of 2021. And so around that time that the students will be able to officially take advantage of that in fall of 2021 is when we will also be able to switch that officially over in your records. In the meantime, I know that there's a lot of questions that can be asked about this policy. I also know there's probably a lot of certain people saying, well, I heard this about this, or my friend said this about this policy. And we want to encourage you, you know, no matter what you hear, no matter who you hear it from, come to the Advising Center with your questions. We can make sure and look at your records and talk about all of the options available to you, but we're gonna have the best source of information for you. No matter what you hear, just come in and see us when you have questions.
Absolutely, I can't stress how important it is to come and talk to us, because one of the things that when you do switch your bulletin, that does mean that you could potentially switch your core, or you could switch your major requirements. So we want to make sure that when we look at that with you, that we look at you as an individual, not as just a lump sum. So definitely come and talk to us. We'll look at that. If we are still in our homes. We can have Zoom appointments with you. If we're back on campus, we can meet with you individually. So just kind of depending on what the fall looks like, we'll be able to help you through that process as well. And again, don't hesitate to come see us. Don't always listen to your friends about whether you should take math or not. Come see one of us in the Advising Center.
Absolutely. And if you don't know where the Advising Center is, you want to visit the first floor of the Business and Engineering Center on campus. You can just walk straight through the double doors into the glass doors into the main office. Myself, Chloe, Christina is on this call, and Christy Nolan are our three advisors in the Advising Center. Plus, we have some other peer advisors and staff that can help you get started in the right direction. So just feel free to come on by. Dr. Shivik, the Assistant Dean in the College of Business, is also a great resource if you can't get a hold of one of us. He'd be happy to help as well.
Okay. Well, everybody have a great day. And remember, don't hesitate to reach out.
See y'all later. Thanks so much.